So the question I was going to ask is, have you ever seen sheep? But I saw from the raised hands earlier you have. So you're familiar with this understanding and this illustration that Jesus gives to us of sheep and the good shepherd. And there are many times in the Bible we get that reference, right? God is the shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. And even though some of us, maybe I did, I don't remember. I forget things. But even if we're familiar with the analogy, even if we have not seen sheep, we know and can relate to this. We, like sheep, need the shepherd to guide us. Because the shepherd knows where the good green pasture is, and he knows where the pitfalls are in our lives. And that's why Jesus came. That's what it means when we refer to him as a good shepherd. He came to guide us safely through the pitfalls of this earth, this life, into God's kingdom. Because as much as we try, my friends, we cannot enter into God's kingdom. It's not like you can plug in the directions on the GPS and say, oh, I can get there on my own. We can do that on this earth, right? If someone tells me, oh, I live here, and sometimes people give me directions, I say, don't worry, because my brain, first of all, I'm not a directional. Who gets lost easily? Anyone? Okay, good, because I get lost easily. You can give me the best directions. I'll get lost. So I need that GPS to get me there safely. But in this world, we cannot plug in the directions to get to the kingdom of God. We have to follow Jesus. He is the only way, the truth, and the life to God's kingdom. And so today, we're going to take a closer look at this relationship of us as the sheep and Jesus as the good shepherd. Let us pray as we ask God to help us understand all this, what it means. Holy God, as we come here today, we confess that we get distracted by other voices. And we don't always listen to you because we're really focused on so many other things. So come, Holy Spirit, help us focus now on what it is that you want us to say here. Help us to hear the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Amen. So sheep, what do? They follow each other. Have you heard of sheep mentality, also known as herd mentality? Right? Animals tend to do that. They tend to flock, like sheep, following one another. But the reality is they're all in the same boat. So none of the sheep know where the right path is, but what happens is that if one takes even the wrong path, the others will follow them and sometimes head to places that don't have green pasture, but that are dangerous, off a cliff, into a ravine, places that are not safe. Just think of some of the ways that we've engaged into the herd mentality. You know, we were talking to the kids and talked about cell phones, talking about the trends. Do you remember the trends that have been followed? Remember bell bottoms? Who wore bell bottoms? It's back in style, by the way, I think. How about the big hair? Yeah, do you tease your hair? You remember. Leggings, right? And the neon colors. I know the kids are looking at like, what are you talking about? But trust me, there was a time when that was the way to dress. You know, the shoulder pads, the flannel shirts, the big, the leather jackets, you name it. And at one point, even Facebook was all the rage. Now, and as I talked to my kid, I said, no one has Facebook. How about Instagram? We do. You know, kids, they think they know it all. But Instagram, Twitter, now called X. So there's always new fads happening. And I'm sure if I were to talk to the kids, they'll say, what are you talking about? This is in rage now, right? I'm behind the times, but that's all right. We often follow the crowd, and we do tend to do what others are doing. We need to face that. That is what it means to have that sheep mentality. When I was in my 20s, everyone had a cell phone. It took me a while, but I finally got one because my friends had it. So none of us are immune or exempt, my friends. Think about the way that we as adults define success. We've bought into what this world says, that it's about having that education, making sure that our kids get those grades and we get the job at the right place, or our kids get the job at the right place. You know what I'm talking about. The right cars and having a house. We do buy into this herd mentality, whether we want to face it or not, my friends. All of us, none of us are exempt. All of us buy in. You've heard of the word keeping up with the Joneses, right? Maybe for the kids it might be keeping up with Kardashians, I don't know. But there are always folks that we look up to that we think they've got it all, whether it's celebrities or people with money or fame. We want to be like them because we define that as the epitome of success. But the reading where Jesus reminds us that be very careful of whose voice you follow, because there are hired hands. There is the wolf who's ready to snatch you up and carry you away from the good shepherd. His voice will tell you that God doesn't care, God doesn't love you, God's not there. His voice will tell you, you know what, don't go to church today. His voice will tell you, you know what, you don't have enough money. You gotta do better. You're not successful enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not tall enough. Although I stopped listening to that voice a long time ago. It tells us what our issues are, right? The wolf wants to snatch you away and keep you distracted. And sometimes it's that cell phone, my friends. That phone. Sometimes it's not a voice, but it's that voice that we keep seeing on the phone. Whether it's trying to keep up, trying to look at our bank account, trying to make sure it's what it needs to be, according to the world. What does Jesus, the Good Shepherd, tell us? He said the hired hand does not care for the sheep. So those voices that you hear, they do not care. They want to take from you. They want to take your peace. They want to take your joy. They want to take your hope. They want you focused on what you do not have so that you keep striving to get that good grade. You know, our kids hear that voice all the time. They're not skinny enough. They're not pretty enough. They're not smart enough. They don't have enough grades. Let us not allow that voice to be the one that permeates our household, my friends. Because I'll tell you the truth, there's always going to be someone who's going to be taller, prettier, who's going to get better grades, who's going to do better, who's going to get the better job. There's always going to be someone who's going to do better. But the voice of Jesus says, I have created you for a purpose, a plan, that I have a work for you to do that only you can do. So stop comparing yourself to others and focus on my voice, which will lead you to green pastures. But you know, we don't want to hear the words of Jesus sometimes because his answer sometimes is no. And how many of us like hearing no? Or maybe not now. We want what we want. We want it yesterday, right? And what's wrong with asking for God to give us good things? Others have it, right? Doesn't that voice tell you to compare yourself with others? Where because others have it and I don't have it, and that voice of the hired hand, voice of the enemy, will keep us away from hearing the voice of Jesus, who says, I am enough, that I have a plan for you and a purpose. And I'm repeating that because we need to understand that unless and until we turn to the voice of Jesus and the plan he has for us, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle trying to meet the expectations and the definitions of success of this world, and never going to be good enough, and constantly struggle, missing the peace that Jesus can give to us. Sometimes, my friends, if God says yes, or if we follow the path that others are going through, there will be a pitfall, there will be a cliff that we fall. You know, one of the things that I used to say to my kid when he used to ask me, oh, my friends are doing this. Oh, they're staying up. They have a longer curfew than I have. You know, they can go out at a younger age. Why are you telling me to be home this time? Why are you not letting me do what my friends are doing? Well, I say, if your friends jumped off a cliff, would you do it? Who said that to their kids? Thank you. I know I'm not the only one. Kids don't understand it now, and I get it. But when your parents, you're going to look back on that and say, oh, now I get it. Because we as parents understand, and let me just put this caveat on there. Parents are not perfect. We do. I know, kids are going to turn to their parents and say, see? It's true, though. Let's own it. None of us have got it figured out. The Good Shepherd does. The Good Shepherd knows the right path for us and our kids. So if we seek the path of the Good Shepherd, guess what? We are going to be teaching our kids by our example who to follow. And it's not going to be easy, my friends. But we do need to change the voices that we surround ourselves with. Because the voices of this world are loud, and it will prevent us of hearing the still small voice of Jesus. You know, when Jesus ascended to heaven, he told us that he's not going to leave us alone. The Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Counselor will be with us. So if you're questioning, well, how can I hear the voice of God? Jesus and the disciples probably were questioning that our Savior is gone. Now what? Well, we're not left alone, my friends. The voice you hear inside your spirit that reminds you when you're struggling that, no, I've got you. The peace that you feel when you turn to God in prayer and in tears and in groans. And sometimes you don't even have the words to speak to God about all the things you're struggling with, right? Sometimes you just feel and you're overwhelmed, but know that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, hears you and is ready to speak to you words of comfort. Give you strength, give you hope and joy that the wolf will steal. If you're going to listen to the voice of this world, it's always going to say you're not good enough. You need to do better, this, that, the other thing. And that will trap you in depression, anxiety. That will trap you in a place that just hurts sometimes, where you feel alone and forgotten, where you even question if God is there. But that is the voice of the wolf who's ready to snatch you up and separate you from the Good Shepherd. So, my friends, today, as we come to this time of worship, of praise, as we hear the words of Jesus who says, I am the Good Shepherd, understand that the Good Shepherd gave his life for us. While the wolf wants to take from you, he wants to take things from you, the Good Shepherd wants to give you. Five times in the passage today we read that Jesus says the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus reminds us of that because it's important. We forget. You know, it's a beautiful thing to hear about God loves you, God is with you, right? But sometimes those just seem to be words. When you're struggling with things, when you're hurting, you really want to know, where is God in my struggle? Does he care? We do get into that mode. And so we need to understand why we can believe and trust in the Good Shepherd. Because it's easy for me to tell you trust in him, but you, as a human, you need proof. Well, my friends, the proof is in the cross. The proof is in what Jesus did for us when he came to this earth. Five times we read about this. Jesus tells us that he gave his life for us. So how can we not trust Jesus who gave his life for us? Why would we rather trust the one who takes from us? Would you rather trust the one who gives you, who has shown how much he loves you? In John, we read, John 15, verse 13, no one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. That's how you know you love someone, right? I can say I love you, but then my actions will prove otherwise. That's why it is so important for us to follow through when we say we love with our actions. And Jesus did that. He didn't just say, I lay down my life. He did it on that cross, my friends. No one has a greater love than this. And so we can understand that Jesus loves us. I know we love reading John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. But understand the fullness of what that means and what that came at a cost. Jesus perished, his body, right? He gave up his life so that we wouldn't perish. But remember, Jesus was fully human, so he felt every moment and pain on the cross. That's why we needed to walk with Jesus to the cross during Holy Week. We can't just jump, my friends, to the pleasure of the world. The world will say, why do you have to struggle? You live short. Go after the good things of this life. You do you. That's what this world says. That's the voice that will lead you to destruction. Jesus says, no, deny yourself. Follow me. Because even though that seems a no, Jesus is leading through the paths of this world, the pitfalls of this world to eternal life. And believe it or my friends, believe it or not my friends, COVID taught us that, right? That when we trusted in the things that seemed good, that seemed solid, boy, didn't it fall down? Didn't it all crumble? Who did we turn to at that time, my friends? I pray that it was God. I pray that you remain connected to the one who got us through it and who wants to get us through the other stuff. And I hate to say this, but there's going to be more stuff in our life that we will face, because this is what it means to be in a broken and sinful world. But the good news today is that the Good Shepherd has come. He knows your trouble. He knows your pain. And he wants to lead us safely into green pastures, which sometimes he tells us no to certain paths. But ultimately, if we follow him, we will enter into God's kingdom and live in his house forever and ever. My friends, be careful what voice you follow. Be careful of what voices you allow in your ear, in your heart. Make time to spend with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Make time to know his word for you by reading the Bible. Plug again for the Bible study. Because if you don't know what God, what Jesus said, then you're going to be easily led astray by other voices. The voices that tell you got to get good grades to be good enough. The voices that tell you got to make this much to be successful. The voices tell you about the surface things that don't last. So hear the voice of the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for you and who wants to lead you to his kingdom. Amen.